Welcome to episode 522 of the 1010 Thrive Podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We all want our lives to matter. It's the reason we do the things we do. We chase promotions and leadership positions because we want to make a difference. We encourage our kids to go to college, get good jobs, make money, in hopes that they too will make a difference. There's nothing wrong with wealth or influence, but those things alone won't change the world, and they aren't what we were made for. Ephesians 4 verses 11 to 13, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." From this text, we can see that we were made to build the church, to build it up in love. God made each one of us with unique talents, personalities, and skill sets. And when we ask Jesus into our lives, we're given at least one spiritual gift. We get the most joy and make the biggest difference when we use our God-given talents, gifts, and abilities to build the church. Ephesians 4 verses 14 to 16, "So that they may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love." Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 makes it clear that we are not saved by good works. In fact, before we are saved, our works are done in the flesh and cannot please God. Even our most righteous deeds fall far short of God's glory. We can be saved only because God is gracious and merciful and has designed a way for us to be declared righteous when we are not. But once we are saved, there will be a difference between the old life without Christ and the new life in Christ. The born-again Christian produces fruit in keeping with repentance, according to Matthew 3, verse 8. Salvation enables us to live in the Spirit and so truly perform good works. And good works that involve us serving others produces blessings in our lives.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 blessings we experience by serving others.
Number 1.
Serving allows us to discover and develop our spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 compares the church to a human body. Just like our bodies are made of many parts serving specific functions, the church is made up of people with different skills and abilities. Alone, these pieces aren't very useful, but together we create something beautiful.
Number 2.
Serving others teaches us humility. Pride closes the door to spiritual growth, but humility opens the door of your life to more of God's grace. To the humble, God gives patience and peace and gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit grows in the soil of humility. Humility is the key to spiritual growth. In Philippians 2, Paul counsels us that we should do nothing through selfish ambition or conceit. Rather, we should esteem others better than ourselves. Secondly, we should not look to serve ourselves, but rather look out to serve the needs of others. When we serve others, we cultivate humility.
Number 3.
Serving allows us to experience the joy and peace that comes from obedience. 1 Peter 4 verses 10 to 11 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ." Serving is a form of worship, a way to express gratitude for what Jesus has done for us and to share the love and grace we have been given.
Number 4.
Serving helps us to be more like Jesus. We shift our focus from ourselves onto others through serving. We begin to see others as Jesus sees them. And we see Jesus in others. when we serve.
Number 5.
Serving surrounds us with other Christians who can help us follow Jesus. When we're working side by side with other people, a bond inevitably forms. This was part of God's plan for how the church is supposed to work. That's why Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 instructs us to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another.
Number 6.
Serving gives us purpose. Studies indicate that opportunities to serve others, whether in civic, private, or professional settings, as well as charitable giving, results in a stronger sense of purpose and meaning in life.
Number 7.
Serving is good for our physical well-being. A recent review of the health effects of volunteering found that helping others on a regular basis, like serving food in a soup kitchen or reading to the blind, can reduce early mortality rates by 22% compared to those of people who don't participate in such activities. The review, which included 40 studies and was published in BMC Public Health, also revealed that volunteers benefit from reduced rates of depression and an increased sense of life satisfaction and well-being. Doing good, it seems, made them feel good.
Number 8.
Serving increases our faith. As we move out of our comfort zone, God increases our faith by revealing new potential in ourselves and in His church. When we see what He can do when His power is at work within us, we begin looking for the doors He's opening rather than pushing our way through the ones He's closed.
Number 9.
Serving allows us to experience God's presence in new ways. Encouragement and healing go hand in hand. As we encourage others and they find healing, we are encouraged. It's a reason so many people who go on mission trips say they come home feeling like they got more than they gave.
Number 10.
Serving is good for your soul. Tapping into our gifts and passions builds self-confidence, energy, and strength. Serving others can also be a great distraction from our own worries. We make all sorts of rational explanations for not serving. I don't have time. I don't know what I would do. I don't have any special skills to contribute. They don't need me. But the reality is the Lord doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. God has used men and women with similar doubts to change the course of history. Moses didn't think he was a leader or speaker, but God worked through Moses to bring Israel out of slavery. David was the youngest and therefore most insignificant of all his brothers, but God worked through David to defeat a giant and eventually made him a king. Paul used to kill Christians before he met Jesus, but he went on to become one of the most highly regarded and prolific writers and church planters in history. God doesn't just want to work through you, He wants to work in you. Father, use us to build up our homes, churches, and communities in love through service. Help us to not do service because of the benefits that we will receive, but because of our great love for you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.